In the headlines, City MP Corey Lane to inquire about the possibility of constructing a new Wesley Hall Junior School. Meantime, classes resume at Wesley Hall Junior School as teachers return to work after days of sick-outs over issues at the high school plant. And the High Court orders that Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Steve Blackett remain suspended. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Member of Parliament for the City, Corey Lane, will be discussing with other government officials plans for a long-term fix to issues at the Wesley Hall Junior School, including the possibility of a new facility being constructed. Member of Parliament Lane made the disclosure during a tour of the school, which resumed classes today after teachers staged a sick-out for several days in protest over the physical conditions at the school compound. Mr. Lane was seeking to get a first-hand look at the challenges that led to protest action by the school's teaching staff. He tells Starcom Network News he's committed to ensuring the school gets the attention it needs.
They have identified to me a number of the areas of concern, like fencing, some areas not as strong and secure as we would want them to be. So I will be doing my job in terms of making a representation to the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Finance to find out some timelines in which we can see a short, medium and long term improvements. I also heard somewhere that there's supposed to be a new plant for this here sometime. I'll check and see if that is still on the cards, and I would also be pushing for a number of these improvements, as I said, in the short, medium and long term.
While the work carded for the long summer break will affect summer camps held there, Mr. Lane says fixing the health and safety issues takes priority.
For me, it's a bittersweet for me because I like the fact that it is the only opportune time really to fix the schools, but it also has equal and opposite impact where a number of camps and various things for the children during the summer is then put at a disadvantage. But I think that the health and safety of the school plant, it will take priority. But I think that we're in good stead in relation to the collective effort of the staff and the plant, the parents, as I said, the health and safety committee, to see that these things are taken care of, because my two mantras here really is better to be safe than sorry, and prevention is better than cure.
Member of Parliament for the City, Corey Lane. Meantime, Principal of the school, Herbert Gittins, who is General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, tells Starcom Network News exams were taking place today with repairs to commence at the weekend. The teachers are said to have requested that the repairs, which were originally proposed to commence today, be delayed to allow the students to complete their exams.
We have good attendance. Teachers are here and the students are here. We started this morning very well. As we continued our end-of-term examination, this morning the children had grammar, and we have another test tomorrow. And we have another test this afternoon, and then we will conclude tomorrow with our end-of-term examination. As you know, the ministry has promised that some work will be done over the weekend at the school.
Principal of Wesley Hall Junior School, Herbert Gittins. And in a statement this afternoon, the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training announced that no classes will be held at Wesley Hall Junior School on Friday. The ministry says this is to accommodate the essential repairs, tree trimming and industrial cleaning that is taking place from this evening and scheduled to be completed in time for reopening on Monday, July 1st. Andre Worrell and Pedro Shepherd will remain acting president and general secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, respectively, at least for a while longer after the High Court today asked for additional information regarding an application challenging the suspension of the substantive office holders, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Steve Blackett. Last month, Chief Justice Leslie Haynes handed down an interim ruling requiring what he called the status quo to remain, with Dr. Yearwood and Mr. Blackett remaining suspended to allow DLP member Ricky Williams to submit further information with regards to his challenge to their suspension. The matter was today back in court, and afterwards King's counsel, Hal Gollop, told reporters the matter has been adjourned until July 23rd.
More documents have got to be filed in the process, and the matter has been adjourned to the 23rd for a hearing, based on those applications which have to be filed now. 23rd of July. Meanwhile, the status quo remains. Messrs. Shepherd and Worrell remain in office.
King's counsel, Hal Gollop. Meantime, attorney-at-law Shamar Bavel, who's representing the applicant, Ricardo Williams, says he is satisfied with the process so far.
I'm grateful to the Honourable Court, the Honourable Chief Justice, for his handling of the matter. I think the matter is being handled very fairly, and it's being handled in the interest of the institution going forward as well. What would have happened today? The court would have taken its time to go through the substantive claim which we filed, as well as the defense of the other side. The defense of the other side was only presented to us only yesterday, but the court took the time to really analyze the case.
Attorney at law, Shamar Bavel. Residents of the Pine, St. Michael, are alarmed about an upsurge in gun violence in the area over the past several months, and they say a police outpost stationed there has made no difference. Indeed, they note that last night's shooting, in which five people were injured, occurred a short distance from where the police post is located. The drive-by shooting occurred approximately 11:15 p.m. when a group of people were at Shepton Lane and two men on a motorcycle approached and opened fire. The police say five men ranging in ages from 26 to 42 were shot in various parts of their bodies, including the neck, chest, feet, arms and torso, and were taken to the hospital by private transport. Medical personnel described the condition of the most seriously injured as serious but stable. Residents of the area tell Starcom Network News they are very concerned about the spate of shootings.
We had shooting. I hear the shoot, and then they went down. And the hoops are cut. And the guns are about to shoot people.
Beer knows. Young boy, but you can't even listen to see 20. I can't believe it. I was coming to find you every day, but I don't know nothing.
Well, I still here today. You know what's going to happen next.
Start saying up on the block talking about what they're going to do to people because they don't know who's passing.
Good. I feel really bad, though. Them is young people, and I feel bad. So, I don't know. I feel sorry for what we're going on, though.
The Pine residents say the police post has made no difference, and if anything, the situation is worse.
Listen, for the time the police station come in here, it get worse.
There ain't no police station here. We never had so much shootings about here. We never had so much. For the time the police station come,
They respect the police. Never respect the police. They respect the police. Even respect the police, they will never do it and do it.
Residents of the Pine, St. Michael. Meantime, in Trinidad and Tobago, which has had a wave of shootings from gang violence, Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley has welcomed the U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy declaring gun violence in the United States a public health crisis. The U.S. crisis is said to be evidenced by the fast-growing number of injuries and deaths involving firearms. The advisory issued by Dr. Murthy came as the U.S. grappled with another weekend marked by mass shootings that left dozens of people dead or wounded. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, says Barbadians continue to litter and dump tons of plastics and garbage across the island. He was speaking during the launch of the National Action Plan to End Plastic Pollution. Recapping the headlines, City MP Corey Lane to inquire about the possibility of constructing a new Wesley Hall Junior School. Meantime, classes resume at Wesley Hall Junior School as teachers return to work after days of sick outs over issues at the school plant. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook. That's the latest. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.